Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No one will be able to stop Cobra. All appliances will be implanted with tracking systems. The fools will allow me to surveil and control them. Beyond 1984 is the plan. Hail Cobra!
We are back live. Oh, man, I tell you, I already knew all this, but just to have at public meetings the head of the CIA going, yeah, we're spying on everything you do. And he goes on to say, this changes our notion of security. This is their new PSYOP. It's just, I didn't blame you. Yeah, we're putting drugs in the water. Yeah, cancer viruses. We killed most of your family out of cancer. It's for your safety. Fight Al-Qaeda. Yeah, we're tracking everything you do. Yeah, we're going to control how hot or cold your house is. You know those new light bulbs we mandated? They're controlling computers. They'll control all the appliances. Because we're the good guys. I mean, it's just like, yeah, world government's going to run everything. You don't like it, it doesn't exist, though. We're the good guys. We don't trust ourselves around the troops when they got guns, though. Drink more of that fluoride. We love you. Sarah in Kentucky, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I was calling because my husband went to L.A. recently for a business trip, and he works for an IT contractor. And one of the men, they were drinking, of course, and he started kind of running his mouth about the security clearance level he had within, you know, intelligence or whatever, because most of it's like software.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people would slit their children's throats just to be given a security clearance and feel powerful, yeah.
Yes, well, he was talking about this, and so my husband jumped on it, and he said, you know, my wife, you know, reads about this stuff all the time, talks about this stuff all the time. He's like, you know, the big fence with the inward barbed wire at LAX and underground bunkers under Denver International Airport. And the guy just looked at him and he was like, oh, it's way worse than that. And he talked to him a little bit about, you know, his security clearance and what all he was allowed to know and everything. And then he kind of cut him off and said, you know, I'm talking too much about my work.
Yeah, well, we don't need to. You know, these guys all they classify stuff that's actually public. I mean, last time I checked, hundreds of millions of news articles have been classified. They would classify Washington Post articles. And what that means is when they read something in an agency, they go, this is classified within the agency because they don't want folks reading it. Like J. Edgar Hoover would classify within the FBI, you know, reports critical of him. So really, nobody's as deceived as people inside the system. But they feel like they're, you know, they've arrived. They're part of the party. They're and look, it's civilian inmate labor camp program. It's enemy combatant detainment program. It's civil unrest detainment program. Everything that's in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act is exactly what we'd already reverse engineered from congressional stuff, news articles, other things, and sources. So, I mean, when that came out, it's like they wanted to expand the funding for what was already there. And it's the new economy is going to be arresting people. The new economy is to disappear people. The new economy is to turn the military loose domestically. And I'm telling you, they're going to have big trouble. They're already behind with their TSA, all of it. And a lot of folks are just going to say, I'm tired of this. And when they try to come for them, they're going to come looking for them. So all you little, you know, types that love the system and hate America and hate freedom and think you're on the winning team, boy, you're sticking your hand in the alligator's mouth. I mean, these little punks have no idea that once they start fights, they're not going to be able to finish them. And I don't want it to go there. I'd rather them wake up and be good people. But you know what? Scum sometimes have got to get run over. And they're going to get run over. I mean, what does your husband say to this guy? I mean, was he proud of the tyranny or was he, like, just kind of bragging?
Well, I think he was kind of bragging, but the mentality gets me that Hitler did the same thing. He went after, like, all the intelligent people and all the wealthy business people who'd supported him first.
Oh, they'll all find out, exactly. These people are complete idiots.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sean Yu is about to join us via video Skype. She's a Ugandan-American. Both parents are from Uganda. And her YouTube video is Kony 2012. Video is misleading, has over 3 million views. I thought we'd get her on. We're going to her here in just one moment. And Patrick Henningsen later is going to ride shotgun with her and I. But it's such big news, I thought I would mention it again. Wired's reporting it. It's direct public statements he made on a stage that the CIA is surveilling the American people through household appliances, smart meters, iPhones, refrigerators, most of the new ones. And they're talking about by law, they're going to have an internet connection that overpower, data overpower lines, watching you, listening to you. Even the New York Times is admitting that the smart meters can control all the appliances in your house or pick up data off of them depending on the system. I mean, it is so incredible. I read his quotes last hour. Where he just says, this is just the total end of everything. The TSA sticking their hands down our pants, no personal privacy, no Fourth Amendment. The CIA is operating domestically, totally illegally, just saying, yeah, we're spying on you. And we're going to launch wars under UN order, and America's done. And now they're saying, yeah, if Obama gets reelected, they may just go ahead and ban guns through an executive order. I mean, that, and the NRA's warning that that's going to happen. I mean, it's, and I used to think they could never move this quick. They'll do it. I mean, this is a group of crooks operating out in the open in front of everybody. And they're so over the top that it flummoxes a lot of people. Even myself, I'm like, I can't believe this. Now, I told you it was coming. Coney 2012, State Department, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers. I've got documents linked in videos we've done. The latest one that's got heavy documentation is Secrets Coney 2012 is Desperate to Hide. Get it out. And what I thought a week and a half ago has been proven correct in spades, in triplicate. In fact, worse than I thought. In fact, I'm actually wrong. I can't say I predicted it because it's worse than I said. It is total propaganda for a boogeyman you can just move around. And they're saying, well, not just Coney. The resolution in the House says anybody that we say is hurting civilians. The West doesn't care about civilians. In fact, State Department Memorandum says they want them dead. State Department Memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger, look it up. It's in our film. The 10-minute piece, The Secrets of Coney 2012. It is so diabolical. So it's just this, hey, here's the bad man. Here's the bad man at a Sesame Street 3-year-old level. They even talk to the adults in the video like, who is the bad man? That's the bad man. Now call us and book a screening and dance around in front of people. And then you find out it's all White House run. And they have Clooney getting arrested at the Sudanese embassy today. Oh, President, help the people with a humanitarian mission like Libya. Bomb the country, have the Arabs come in and line the black Libyans up and shoot them. 40,000 dead. This is not debated now. We broke it here with people like Dr. Tarpley that went there and risked his life and was in bombardments. Bombs went off, a quarter mile from him. He went through checkpoints, saw tracers shooting by his car. He's the type that doesn't like to talk about it, but I've talked to him privately. I mean, he was there when his phone would be knocked out while he was on the air via cell phone. And it was total carnage. So the new war is launched by a bunch of liberal trendies. No more WMDs. We got to go to Iraq or Saddam throwing babies out of incubators. Now it's, we're going to save Africa. When the Ugandan president's been connected to all these problems, nobody's seen Coney in years. This young lady has really articulated as a Ugandan what's really going on. And it's not just her. Thousands of Ugandans, Americans who happen to be of Ugandan descent, Ugandans in Uganda, the few that have internet access, they're having showings. In fact, show that London Telegraph article where they show it and the people riot. It's such bull. And then you learn that Bono, who's involved in all this, gives 1% of the money for his African charity, or 1.5, to Africans with strings attached. You learn Bill and Melinda Gates are running scams. You learn this group only gives a little bit of the money. It is so outrageous. So I wanted to bring her up here in the aftermath of her video, just one version getting over 3 million views, to go over this. Now the Ugandan government has now halted the screenings because it makes Ugandans so angry. So it's not just this young lady who the pro Coney 2012 propagandist out there savaged. She put her video out a week ago. She's been proven absolutely right. So she joins us. Sean Yu, thank you so much for joining us here today. You've got the floor. Tell folks the truth of what's happened. And now in hindsight, the video you put out a week ago, what we've learned.
Hi. The video that I actually made was originally for students at my high school. I'm a senior in high school right now. And what they were getting from that Coney 2012 video was that there was a and that we had to stop the war in Uganda and help these Ugandans. And I was like, what? And so I see on Twitter, when they have the most trending topics, and Uganda was one of them, and then Coney. And in the video, I mainly talk about how this isn't affecting Uganda right now. We're actually moving on from that. We have moved on from that. And I know that a lot of people are like, the LRA has moved to other places. But that is not what the video focused on. It focused mainly on Uganda, which really, really upset me because every time that I go and I visit, I go to all different parts. I have a grandmother that lives in the city. I have my other grandmother who lives in the villages. And I get the best of both worlds when I go there. And every single time that I've gone there, I've never, ever had to, deal with this Coney drama.
Well, a lot of Ugandans have pointed out that he hasn't been seen in close to 6 years. And this U.S. resolution just says, Kony, anybody that helps him, or anybody we say is hurting civilians, it gives AFRICOM this excuse just to go into any country it wants.
Exactly. A lot of people don't know about AFRICOM and how it's not only going to affect Uganda, it's going to affect all countries of Africa. And my mom does not have the conversation about Kony with me because she really believes that Kony is dead. Every single time, I'll just be like, Mom, what do you think about the Kony 2012? Kony is dead. And that's all she says. And if he hasn't been active for that long, and there are reports that Bush bombed his last known location, it kind of makes sense. I mean, the LRA can move and expand and do whatever they do without having Kony in charge.
Well, now they're saying it isn't about Kony. They just want to draw attention to him. But they're like, first there was Hitler, then there was Bin Laden, now there's Kony. But don't worry, the UN's going to get all these Konys, and there just so happens to be one in every country where they want to bring in military force. And we've seen what Western military's done in Africa there. What's your view on that? I mean, do you agree with my assessment that this is a pretext to just start invading African countries, backing up dictators and others?
I do believe that. I do know how horrible President Museveni is, and I also do know that he is an ally to the U.S. government. I also believe that the fact that they just discovered a lot of oil in Uganda on the border of the Congo as well is very appealing to the U.S. and how they're not happy with them trading with China. I just feel like the U.S. always has to put their hands on everything. If the Ugandan government and the Sudanese government and others surrounding Kenya, they can all help out. And if they wanted to stop these things, they could stop them on their own. But all these governments are corrupt on their own. And to have America come in and act as the superhero, they can't, because our own government isn't even that stable.
Well, look at our supposed government. I mean, anybody that thinks they launched the war in Iraq because Iraq was involved in 9/11 needs their head examined. Anybody that thinks they went into Libya to help people. I mean, Obama says that was a peace war and that was a humanitarian action. And I know that most African countries, and I've seen the polls, no Africans I know are buying that was actually to help Libya.
Exactly. I don't think it was either. And I don't think that this video that they put up is really bettering Africa in any way. It belittles Africa to me, actually.
Why do you think people are rioting all over Uganda when they see this film and demanding it not be shown, even tribes that aren't associated with groups that Kony was in the north, and the government's now saying they don't want it shown in the country?
I think because that's a good question. I think the reason why they don't want it shown is also they don't want these outsiders coming in and thinking that they have a really big outlook on Uganda and through other surrounding countries because of this video. That's not it. Like, you can't form a relationship with Africa because of this one YouTube video. And I think that that is what's angering, especially for a place in the world that has such little technology interaction, and the fact that you have all these people wearing these T-shirts, buying these bracelets. Like, you don't know the roots of Africa. You don't know the history thoroughly of Africa and what has gone on with, like, Idi Amin. You don't know, like, what President Museveni is doing, like, other problems that they are going through.
And I know you've got family there, so you probably don't want to say too much about him, but we've had experts like Dr. Tarpley, whose research hadn't been there. Estimates are that president is connected to groups and organizations, and himself, in the last 26 years, 7 million dead. And they're talking about Kony, who is, like, microscopic compared to that?
Exactly. And what got to me was the fact that Kony had child soldiers after President Museveni did. And so I was like, if you're acting like he's the only man in this world who has done this. And the fact that they advertise him as the world's worst war criminal is just so, it's so humoring to me. Like, I think it's funny.
Well, it is funny until you realize that these fake liberals prancing around are really war propagandists trying to sell Americans on getting behind new wars. Because Americans do want to help Africa on average, so they have trendies dance around and say, we're going to help Africa. People will get behind it, so it's dangerous. Stay there, Sean Yu. Amazing testimony. I want to come back with you and Patrick Henningsen straight ahead.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Investigative journalist, Infowars.com reporter, is also in studio with us, and he'll go a little bit in the next hour with us riding shotgun. Sean Yu is a high school student here in America. Both her parents are from Uganda. She visits Uganda, has her grandparents there, and the Ugandans everywhere are freaking out when they see this coming 2012. And now the Coney cult people are saying, I don't care what you say. I'm liberal. I'm trendy. I want military action in Uganda. I want the AFRICOM to invade these countries. And so, yes, it's funny at one level that it's so ridiculous, but it's very dangerous because they'll tell America that we're over there saving people, and America will get behind carpet bombing the entire continent. People need to understand this is dangerous. The trendies are about as vicious as it gets, and they're never going to be told they're wrong. They're going to call for probably napalming the entire continent now just because people are telling them they don't like it. They're like, you don't like it? Here's some napalm, Sanyu. Other points you'd like to add joining us from your high school today?
Really, it's just I have gotten, obviously, like, a lot of negative response for these videos, and people are judging me, saying that I don't care about these kids. And I'm like, people need to realize when they're talking about the LRA, they're talking about the children that they want to save. And when there's military intervention, those lives of those child soldiers that have been taken are going to be lost. And I think that a lot of people really need to open their eyes up and realize that.
Well, plus, I mean, that's going on in every culture throughout history. Sometimes there's been pressing of children into service. I'm not saying it's good. It's terrible. Coney, I think, is a bad guy. But, again, you notice they always pick somebody like bin Laden who hadn't been seen in years. It's a perfect boogeyman. Like, he might be under the table. He might be in the closet. He, you know, he might be – maybe Coney's hiding there at your high school.
I don't know. It's just so weird. It's the fact that if he's hiding somewhere, I do not believe that he has enough money to, you know, have a nice house to stay somewhere. Like, he is probably somewhere in a jungle, in, like, a hut or something. Like, I don't think that people...
But if AFRICOM invades all the countries, that'll get him, though.
It's not going to get him.
Of course, I'm being sarcastic.
Right.
I mean,
and I'm like, it's not.
You got over 90% support on one of your videos. It got over 3 million views. So most people are seeing through this. But what type of hate has been thrown at you by the trendies?
Well, obviously, I can tell that they're a bunch of, like, really young people, or even the people that are just so, my voice really needs to be heard, and through this it can be heard, and I can make a difference in the world. And everyone is just like, you know, maybe you should go and find Coney yourself. You're probably Coney's daughter. You're probably part of the LRA, your own self. let's see. There was one that really got me, which kind of confused me, was someone was like, you are so ungrateful. Our country helps so many savages like you, and just because we want to help out your savage country and save all the savages in that country, you want to get mad. And I think...
Well, Patrick Hennigson, investigative journalist, is in here. You want to comment on this?
I don't know. When I hear stuff like this from Sanyu, it really gets me fired up, Alex, because it's the classical Orientalist view that Westerners have been trained over 200 years to look at places like Africa, and carrying the white man's burden, we're going to come in and we're going to save the Africans, we're going to save the Afghans. You know, all the liberals who are backing Coney 2012, if you're listening now, just be aware, okay, that the agenda for Uganda and the rest of Africa was signed, sealed, and delivered in 2007 by George Bush Jr., okay? And every liberal hates George Bush Jr., but he...
That's why he's endorsing Coney 2012.
Well, he put AFRICOM into motion in 2007. AFRICOM, if the African Central Command objective is a child of the project of a new American century. It's the stepchild of that. You have CENTCOM in Qatar, you have AFRICOM in Africa, and you have... these organizations, they sprout out of the...
It's a globalist invasion. You've got all the documents. We're going to go over those when we come back from break. But going back to our guest who's joining us from her high school, you know, I'm really glad that your high school let you do this today, and I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, they really support what I had to say, and, like, especially my world history teacher and my government teacher and even my arts teacher. Everyone has been really supportive at my school, so I'm really grateful.
Yeah, so you're finding most people there. They're not buying the Coney Bowl.
They did until I made my video.
Well, that's good, though. See, they were well-meaning. And then you're there and going, hey, I go to Uganda. People aren't buying this. And then now a week later, you've been proven right. The government's like, don't show this movie anymore. People really are getting angry. Stay there. We'll do about 10 more minutes with you. Patrick Henningsen's with us. We'll be right back, folks. You're getting what's really happening right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Son Yu is joining us from her high school. We won't give you her last name or where she's at for her own privacy. But she had the courage a little over a week ago to say, hey, this whole Coney 12 thing, I've got family there. My parents are from there. I visit. He's not even been an issue for many years. This, something's going on here. And she got overwhelming support, but some still attacked her. Now, since then, a lot has developed. Our worst fears about this have been proven true. It's a total CIA front, invasion force plan. Patrick was just making the point during the break. It's like the last days of Hitler, the Hitler Youth. When the propagandists have to start targeting high school kids, you know you're in trouble. I mean, the system is now trying to see if they can get kids hyping war. You know, go to your parents, tell them, call for an invasion, a peace war like Libya. And then you find out that's their whole program. This is their new push. They got George Clooney running around, Angelina Jolie. Just in 5 minutes or so, because I know you've got to get back to class there, points you'd like to make to the world now, since you originally put that video out.
A couple points that I do have to put out. Through that video, some people thought that maybe I wasn't in favor of Coney getting justice. Yes, I do think he's a horrible man. But like I always say, like people really do need to do their own research, not just base it off of this one video that they saw through great editing and effects. Like I don't believe that they needed to exaggerate what they did in that video, and the footage that they used was outdated. I just educate people, like, just educate yourselves and research. Do your own research. Maybe you'll find something that I may not know, and you can come to me and tell me that.
Very well said. I see somebody trying to talk to you. Is that your teacher?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and talk to your teacher for a moment. Go ahead. Or if you don't need to speak to her, that's okay. You can leave her up just so I know. Okay, great. Well, we just appreciate your courage.
Hello?
We just appreciate your courage. Yes, you're on air. Okay, her video broke up. All right. Son Yu, can you hear me? She's frozen. All right, we'll try to... sometimes if you re-click it, it'll come right back. Great, and then we'll see when we get her. Wow. Patrick, you had this whole presentation ready for this hour, and they happened to book her right during that time, but you were already going to come in and expose Coney. You've got all the documents there. I mean, this is an open and shut. And it's so creepy to see them now literally going with the 1984 paradigm of war is peace.
Yeah, the Coney issue actually goes right back to 1987, okay? This guy's been running around the jungles of Yugan in 1987. Okay, let's take a logical, deductive, logic sort of view at things. You've got a resistance army hiding in a guerrilla army hiding in the jungles of Uganda, okay? This sounds very familiar. We've seen this in Central America. We've seen this in other African countries all over the planet. There is a slight possibility, and I would actually wager money on it, Alex, that the Lord's Resistance Army has links to either the CIA or the MI6 or the Mossad or something like this, okay? It's not out of the realms of possibility. And I know people are going to say, oh, my God, how can you say such a thing? Well, history is my guide. And
well, that's actually been flagged now. There are some connections.
Yeah, if there's even a remote connection, Alex, you know that the whole thing is absolutely filthy, okay?
Well, they always finance both sides.
What Museveni did, he did a deal with Obama, okay, in 2009. He said, well, I'm going to help you fight Muslim extremists in Somalia. Museveni is the president for life in Uganda. He's more or less a dictator in those terms. He said, I'm going to help you fight the Muslim extremists or the Al-Qaeda. I'm going to help you fight them in Somalia. And the reward Uganda got for that is $45 million of military equipment, which was delivered in 2010 and 2011. So the deal between the U.S. State Department and the Ugandan dictator has been going on since Obama came into office, okay? Obama is amazing. George Bush could not take the ball over the goal line for AFRICOM. A guy like Bush couldn't do it. Rick Perry couldn't do it. Any of these clowns who've got Obama, because he's a man of color, he is the guy who's going to score the touchdown as far as the AFRICOM objectives goes.
And we know the State Department plan, who's running all this, is to cut off resources and kill Africans deader than a hammer. So it's not just like, oh, they're wanting to run things, they're kicking out some bad guys. They're just projecting on the ICC website, every country's got a phantom boogie guy who hadn't been seen in a long time that they're going to invade, but the resolutions say, and anybody else you want to kill. I mean, it's just a license to invade.
And let me tell you, I'm glad this girl came forward, okay, because she's speaking from a point of real experience and reality. I went to an ICC hearing in London near the Houses of Parliament about a year and a half ago, and they were going after the Sudanese president at the time. So they had a big multi-panel debate on the subject. And all the Sudanese there were like, how dare you? How dare you violate our national sovereignty? You don't think that we can bring our own criminals to justice? We don't want a UN or an ICC coming into our...
Well, the UN only goes after people that resist them, whether they're good or bad. They go after some guys that are bad, some that are good. They go after anybody that doesn't let them rob their country.
It's a question of national sovereignty with the International Criminal Court. That's what it is.
Well, exactly. The UN... That's what this is all about, is selling that the ICC is the final arbiter. And Obama is saying, the Supreme Court justices are saying the ICC is their boss. They're saying they're the boss over our military. This is global government. The kids' toys all say UN force now. It's no more U.S. Army.
And all the feel-good people on Facebook and Twitter who are backing Coney 2012, be aware that your country, the United States, is one of the only countries in the world that it didn't sign up to the bogus ICC criminal court in the first place. Because if the United States did sign up to the ICC, Ronald Reagan would have been in the dock for the mining the Nicaraguan harbors, and there's a whole litany of crimes that could.
Well, Iraq's a war crime if there ever was one.
The list is endless, okay? That's why the United States is not signed up to this global.
But then backs it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, England would be on there. France, I mean, Libya is a war crime. All of these are classic war crimes, and it's incredible. Sonya is back. She's there at high school. Sonya, you were trying to finish any other points that you'd like to make before you go.
Really, I feel like I've said most of everything that I needed to say, but I just do think that people should not try and follow into this trend because it's more than just a trend, especially that on their website they tell you just to sign your name and your email, and these people don't know what they're signing into, and it's really you're supporting military troops getting sent over to Africa. And for all these peace people are like, no, we don't want more people to die. This is going to cause more harm than good.
What do you think about the way they talk to, this is targeting high school and college students, they talk to them like at a Sesame Street level in some of these videos, like the Coney movie screening. People thought I was joking on radio when I went, you know, they're dancing like, send the troops, They actually are doing that, and it's like a Monty Python skit, but it's war, but they're all dressed in, you know, pink pastels, you know, with effeminate guys going, get Coney. I mean, let me tell you, the globalists are getting desperate here. I mean, this is some sick propaganda. What did you think about that? I mean, I don't think Africans, who are, you know, on record pretty serious folks, like also the fact that the film looks like it's targeting children and is very mindless.
Yeah, it does. I believe it targets children. It reminded me of when I was in elementary school and middle school, when they would come in and have you, like, sell things for them, and you would make the money, but you wouldn't really earn the money. It would go to them, so you'd win a little prize. And this is exactly like the same things that they're doing, except they're making money on their own for this. Like, they think they're connecting by giving you $5 off a T-shirt. They came to my cousin's high school, and she's like, yeah, the T-shirts were like $15. And I was like, they're more expensive on the website. But they try and make it seem like you're special and that you have all this power, when it's really, yeah, you may do, but you don't know how to use it just yet.
What do you think of Bono, the papers, even the BBC reports, gives about 1.5% of the money? Oh, a fire drill. We better say bye to her.
Oh, no, that was actually my cell phone.
What do you make of this whole business of African charities, and it turns out it's a total scam?
It is 1.5%, you said? That's nothing.
A little less than that, yeah.
That's nothing. Like, how they donate 30%, that's nothing. I looked into, like, Feed My Starving Children, and they donate 93% of the proceeds, and only 7% goes to fundraising and advertising.
That's right. Plug, there are groups that give over 90%. Plug them right now.
And, like, well, I know for sure that, Feed My Starving Children, there are always those food drives where you could just give food cans and they would give them directly to the people. And
exactly.
It's just, there's so much, there's more than just invisible children, and that's what people get through this YouTube video, and they blind everything else. And
yeah, it's not just, let's just help people with dams and water treatment and seeds. That's what really helps folks, and shovels or food. It's, oh, let's have an invasion. It's liberal. And you're like, no, this is a State Department run pro-war plan. Here's the documents. Shut up. You just hate the Africans.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say. And think, like, yeah, you can feel good for posting a Twitter status, but that's not going to change anything. And you can donate $10 to Invisible Children, and there's a 70% chance it's not going to touch those kids.
And what does is going to come with strings. Final question for you. I'm sick of Angelina Jolie always there with the starving kids, reaching at her for a photo op. I mean, that is disgusting. And then pushing UN takeovers, wars, Libya. She's been right there as a cheerleader. If she wants to say Coney needs to be arrested for war crime, well, Coney's not pulling triggers. He's there as a propagandist. She's just as big or worse than Coney. I say clap her in irons. I mean, it's a figure of speech, but, I mean, you get my point about these people that push war as peace? I mean, they're warmongers, even if they label it as peace. What's your take on that?
Was that directed towards Sonya?
Yes, Sonya, you.
It doesn't sit well with me. Like, people don't get it. Like, you can't just invade someone else's country and think that everyone is going to be happy about it, and you're going to say you're coming for peace with a big gun in your hand. No. You're going to scare innocent people. Innocent people are going to react not in a good way. And like I said, it's going to add up, and it's not going to add up well, and it's not going to end well.
You're right. Well, listen, thank you so much for spending time with us. Give folks your YouTube channel or any other ways media can contact you if they want to actually hear what you have to say instead of what the Coney minions are saying.
Okay, thanks. You can just look at my YouTube channel, Son, You Said It. My Coney video is like the second video right under the first phony Coney video that Invisible Children made. So if you want to find me, you can message me through there and we can talk further.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Take care.
What an amazing young lady. And people are waking up. You're chomping at the bit. You've got the floor, Patrick.
Look, the Coney 2012 campaign, this is the ultimate act of desperation, okay? What they're doing is when you have to employ children, when you have to put children as troops on the field, okay, like the last days of Berlin, right before the Reich fell, the last people out, all the other soldiers had already hightailed it out. They saw the Russians coming in. Who was left? The kids were left. The kids and a few hardcore people hanging deserters, okay? This really sad, sad sort of point when you get to, for instance, Stalingrad, they're dead, nobody left to run the front line, so they had to get the 13, 14-year-olds up, throw a gun in their hand, and put them. This is not much different than that, Alex. This is looking at our civilization. Our politicians can no longer sell these bogus proxy wars, these foundation-funded Trojan horses, interventions. Look, with the new system, Alex, okay, the CIA shell company system that worked, you know, in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, that's obsolete now. Now they've replaced that with the foundation-funded propaganda Trojan horses, NGOs, and these sort of feel-good campaigns like this. I'm sure that our friends from the Soros foundations and the Ford, the National Democracy, etc., they probably got their hands in the Coney 20.
No, we've done the research. They do. State Department, everything.
And, you know, I didn't even see that, Alex, and I could just make an educated guess. I can walk into the New World Order casino, and I can lay bets down, and I'm just winning, without even seeing. Because you don't even need to see the documentation. I was speaking to Kurt Nimmo earlier. We found some women's organization in Morocco who's opposing this new rape thing, and they're all going crazy in Morocco over this incident of this woman who committed suicide because she was forced to marry her rapist, okay? National League of Democratic Women or something like that in Morocco. Sure enough, there's a foundation connection which traces back to America, okay? I didn't even need to see the link.
And it's not going to end up helping women. It's just some type of background thing to make folks mad at Muslims so when they blow up Iran, well, they deserved it.
The tear-jerking point in the Middle East and Central Asia is women. Look how they treat their women.
And in Africa, it's going to be children.
Exactly. And better than children, Alex. Through the 80s, from Live Aid, from 1984 or 85, and Save the Children and all these UNICEF commercials that we've had a steady diet of for about 30 years.
That's the cover for the UN slaughtering everybody.
That's conditioning, Alex. It's media conditioning of African children. And now we've got two, three generations who are totally indoctrinated into this image of African children. You've got Madonna running down, adopting black baby from Malawi.
And really, what the UN is the new colonial government.
Yeah, this is the neo. This is the new neo-colonial government. Why are they so desperate, Alex? You're wondering why are they when you have to use kids to fast track a foreign intervention policy, there is a reason behind this. The reason they're desperate, Alex, okay, is because they are 15 years behind China in Africa. While we've been diddling around in the Middle East, trying to shore up our geopolitical arc of tension right from Asia, Central Asia right around to Europe.
Ukraine, yeah.
While they've been diddling around, China has been slowly and steadily investing actual money, building infrastructure.
They're there with generators and wells and like, oh, you're not shoving a machine gun in my face? You're actually here trying to give me a job?
Yeah, what the U.S. has been doing for the last 40 years is their foreign aid program, okay? The foreign aid...
Here's some poison food. Here's some vaccines.
Yeah, the foreign aid or food aid, military aid, whatever it is. It's basically, hey, here's $1 billion. Come shop in my shop, which is Shop USA, and you can buy whatever you want as long as it's from Shop USA. It's about buying loyalty. So they've been able to buy off Egypt. They've been able to buy off the government of India. They've been able to buy off Israel. They've been all these countries they bought off with foreign aid, which Americans think that it's charity. The average American thinks that
by the way, they don't really spend in Shop America. You mean Global Shop. Because it's not even coming back to us. A globalist shop.
Yeah, well, American...
You got to buy it from the company store.
The American corporations, yeah. Maybe it's made in China or Taiwan, but it's the shop runs in America. But this is the new colonial system. Now, okay, there's a problem now. The old colonial system, they raped and pillaged Africa for things like diamonds, okay? For things like certain kind of textiles, silk, agricultural products. Now, the new colonial, the neo-colonial paradigm has changed because the needs have changed. Now it's about rare earth minerals and things like uranium and a whole list of rare earths, which I can get into, that are...
Yeah, we're going to come back and get into that. And on the back of it, we're told it's for the children.
Yeah. Coney 2012. I've got a new image T-shirt I want to show you on the screen after the break. For a counter-propaganda image for Coney 2012.
All right, we'll be right back with Patrick Hennings into a little bit of overdrive with him, but a jam-packed transmission. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300+% below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid heirloom GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And let's be clear, I'm not saying the communist Chinese and what they're doing is some wonderful thing, but I've looked at their strategy. They've gone in and bought off the government of Australia and are getting something like 98% of the rare earth minerals that are mined out of Australia are now by the Chinese government-backed corporate interest. What, over 90%? It's like 91% worldwide. The Chinese are getting their rare earth minerals. They're actually trying to compete in a more free market way than what the military industrial complex does here.
Yeah, the Chinese actually, Obama just fired off a couple of salvos at the Chinese today or yesterday, and he's going to use the WTO in order to play the part of the pit bull. So, you know, the U.S. used to be an economic power. We used to have a manufacturing base. What we've got left is the service industry. We've got a bit of media and software, and we've got retail. Okay, the retail industry is totally dependent, electronics, everything, and the defense industry on rare earth minerals.
But if they're so worried about those, why did they let the Chinese dominate? Again, why did the West give them the Panama Canal? Oh, here, we built it, have it. Mm-hmm. Oh, here, we'll put tax incentives to move our companies over there because the globalists are playing us off against each other.
Yep, exactly. So China is very much in the fabric of the New World Order setup as we are or as Europe is. Or some of these emerging BRICS countries.
Go over some of those notes. You got a bunch.
Okay. Well, a lot of people don't realize, know much about rare earth minerals. And I'll tell you what, you better learn about rare earth minerals because everything that we enjoy as far as technological advances, from your iPod to your cell phone to your laptop to electric cars, okay, to solar energy is dependent on lithium batteries. Okay. There is a finite amount of lithium on the planet. The other one we've got is a promethium. That's nuclear batteries, okay? Europium and neodymium, okay? These are for guided missiles and a lot of advanced military technology.
Lithium.
Lasers and things like this. Lithium, gadolinium, okay? This is a laptop and neodymium cell phones. So cobalt and holonium, nuclear control rods, all these... You know, they're rampant. They're building nuclear power plants like it's going out of style right now. And let me tell you something else. The whole Darfur incident, and this is told to me by a top consultant to the European Union as far on the energies department. He said there is a peak uranium issue. Okay, this is a real peak issue, not like peak oil that people talk about, where there's plenty of oil on the planet to keep consumption for the next 200 years. There is a peak uranium, and where is all the uranium? Sudan. The biggest deposit of untapped uranium.
And George Clooney wants to help them. Oh, trendy.
That's why the Janjaweed, we're getting all the black. Again, we get this black issue with Africa. We've got Obama in charge at the helm. The whole AFRICOM thing, he's going to take this through the next 5 years. That's why I believe Africa's too extremely strategic important thing for America.
What do you think of my attack on Angelina Jolie? Obviously, I did it so we get attention. You say arrest Kofi Annan or Ban Ki-moon, it doesn't happen. You say arrest her, that'll bring attention to it. But I think if she wants to say arrest Coney and everybody, well, I think she's arrestable then.
Well, you know, people put so much weight and importance in celebrities like Angelina Jolie and George Clooney. And believe me, Alex, some of my dearest best friends, they just fall over for George Clooney, anything he does or any campaign that he endorses, like he's some kind of saint. He's probably a nice guy. He's a very intelligent guy. He's made some damn good films, right? But he's not going to tell me how I...
Well, listen, I like George Clooney as an actor, but I hate his guts because he is smart. He knows good and well he's a warmongering piece of trash. That's what I'm saying. He's pushing all this while saying he's a saint. That's even worse than George Bush, who was a demonic goblin, but just was launching wars because he wanted to.
Because they're doing it under liberal cover. Okay.
Yes, it's disgusting.
Yeah, just like Obama's liberal cover, a liberal umbrella, a force field, a magic cloak, a liberal magic...
I'm liberal. I mean, look, they have people now dress up in pink and green plaid shirts and literally go... war, trendy,
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.